This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, Friday.
Pump it up, baby.
Bossasha Cross, Murder Rates Garbage Plates. We mentioned earlier this morning in the show that our girl Breezy has officially hit a new low, and I'm just going to put it out there now that this is about to be a very vulnerable segment. Breezy, however you want to proceed with this is totally up to you. But if anyone is currently eating breakfast, I would hurry up and finish chewing.
Yeah, very much so. But don't change the channel because you're going to want to hear this. So, all right. Listen, I'll put a little disclaimer out there before we get started. I'm only telling this story to make others feel less alone. It's the greater good of the community.
It could happen to anybody.
It could happen to anybody at any time, at any place. And I understand it might be graphic and it might be a little too personal.
Well, we'll keep it PG here. Keep it PG because we're on the radio and it's 8:10 and my niece Olivia is on the bus.
I'm hoping that if anyone else has experienced this, we can bond over one of the lowest points of my entire life.
Sure.
As many of you know, I moved to Fairport back in December.
That you did.
And I moved in with my beautiful girlfriend and her brother.
Right.
So.
Three's company.
Not the roommate. And for the most part, our time together has been precious and very low maintenance. There hasn't been a ton of arguments. We haven't really been in each other's space. The bathroom situation has been going really well until this week, because this week there was a warning shot fired out that my roommate was going to be undergoing a medical procedure,
right,
that would need him to have access to the bathroom for probably a whole day.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's tough.
When you prepare for a procedure such as a colonoscopy, you have to drink a drink that completely empties out your bowels. So, therefore, you're on the toilet 20 out of 24 hours during the day.
20 hours, it's a long time.
So.
Yeah, that's rough.
So his procedure was on Tuesday, okay? And warned us, hey, maybe Monday you shouldn't stay here. We're like, oh, we'll risk it for the biscuit. We're fine.
He said you probably shouldn't stay here.
Probably shouldn't stay here.
He definitely fired a warning shot.
He did. And by Tuesday, I come home around 1:30. We had just gotten home from a beautiful business lunch.
Sure.
And he's still home. I'm like, what? I thought he was at his procedure. He's in the bathroom. He's been in there for 45 minutes.
Oh, that's a long time.
And we just had lunch. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I'm like,
what are you?
I'm sitting in bed.
You just had what?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I thought you said I just had lunch. I have to go to the
bathroom. No, I just got home from lunch with you.
Well, you eat and you have a 10-minute window before you have to go to the bathroom.
No, the ride home is like 30 minutes.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Things move quick. I have very healthy bowels, okay?
Sure.
Things move swiftly. So I'm panicking because he's been in there for 45 minutes.
Does he know you're home?
I don't think so.
You didn't knock?
No, he's been in the bathroom the whole time. I just went into my room.
Got it.
So I'm like, okay. And now everybody knows the feeling that when you have to go, you have to go. There's a little bit of a difference between number one and number two. I feel as if number two can be held a little bit longer than number one can be held a little bit longer than number two. And when number two comes and it's knocking at the door, it's fast and it's furious. Where's the lie? So I couldn't wait. I did the unthinkable. I went into my kitchen. I went into the trash can. I got a garbage bag. And I had to proceed.
Oof.
In my room.
Breezy.
It was the low. No, you guys. I didn't even want to share this. Moose was like, you have to know. You have to. No, it's so funny.
Well, like you said, for the greater good of the community.
I know.
So you took a trash bag. You went into your room. And you did number two in the trash bag in your bedroom.
No, I did. No, it's no. Shut up, Joe. I don't need you judging me, too.
So what happened? What did you do?
So now, after I'm just sitting there with my own bag of my own feces, standing there alone, naked and afraid in my room, I'm like, now what? Right?
Right.
This is the lowest point that's ever happened. And I'm like, well, I have to, like, dispose of this. I can't just, like, keep it in here. And he's still in the bathroom, so I'm like, perfect. I can scurry on out.
Right.
Go to the dumpster.
Get out of there.
Good to go.
ASAP.
I go to open my bedroom door, my shared bedroom with my girlfriend.
Right.
And I hear her mom barreling through the door.
Oh, my God.
To bring him to his procedure. Oh, my God. So now I'm just standing there again.
Just holding a garbage bag.
Just holding a garbage bag full of my own feces.
Oh, my God.
And I am
so bad.
Truly so at a loss. And they're putzing around the apartment for maybe 20 minutes.
Wow, well, you're just sitting in your room. Obviously, you're not alone.
I'm alone in my room.
What did you do? Where did you go from there?
I had to wait till they left to dispose of it.
What did you do?
I had to go down to the dumpster outside.
Oh, my God.
It was like a five-minute walk.
There's no possible way it could have gone more downhill from that point.
No, truly. And I, for everyone that's like, oh my God, that's so disgusting. Oh my God, that's an all-time low. Yes, I agree. I fully agree. But I had no other options. Okay? What were my other options? Outside?
No, it doesn't get more worse than this. Okay?
I think it does. No, I think it does.
There's no possible
way. Because I could have gone outside and proceeded in a bush somewhere, then what? Cop rolls up. I'm arrested for public indecency. Local radio host arrested for defecating outside.
Sure. You don't want that to happen. No. The front page of the DNC.
Then what else was I supposed to do? Right? I could have tried to go to a gas station.
Oh, we've seen this. See, I don't understand why this happens to you. This happened last summer. Breezy goes to a mobile gas station. She uses the bathroom, but doesn't go to see the attendant to get the key.
It was unlocked.
The door's unlocked. So she goes in there, takes her romper off. Now she's sitting on the toilet completely butt naked. And all of a sudden, somebody else gets the key.
Then the key turns.
They come in, and there's Breezy naked and afraid on the toilet, you know, butt naked.
Now that you're saying this, there's a lot of situations that I have been in that have been very compromising and very questionable. And then the third one was like, I'm just standing there. I think the best option I had was just standing there in the privacy of my own room waiting for them to leave.
Can I ask you something?
Sure, we made it this far.
Does your girlfriend's brother know this took place?
Only does now.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. More than 24 prison guards, nurses, and inmates ended up in the hospital after a mysterious substance was found inside the walls of 3 New York State prisons. The incident started 6 days after the end of the prison strike. This is raising a lot of concern, a lot of eyebrows, especially considering the fact that in 1 week, you had 22 staff members and 7 inmates all hospitalized. Many received shots of Narcan, the medicine that reverses the effects of an overdose. But for 22 people and 7 inmates to all go to the hospital is scary. One gentleman, Ken Jones, has a son who's serving a sentence at Wyoming Correctional Facility. And 1 week ago, a mysterious substance got into the prison, sent one inmate and 5 guards to the hospital. And then on Sunday, March 16th, at Attica Correctional Facility, an incarcerated individual was searched after acting suspicious. 3 correction officers involved all reported feeling lightheaded and dizzy and throwing up. All 3 were taken to the hospital for testing immediately, and then exactly 3 days later at the same prison, a staff member opened an envelope containing powder that spilled out, and the employee became ill and the facility followed protocol. They notified state police, the EMTs, local hazmat, and then the staff member and nurse were transported to a hospital.
Wow.
When the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision was asked if they think this is foul play, or just dangerous drugs like fentanyl, they said, you know, it's an investigation. We don't really have a comment at the at this particular time, but investigators say sometimes paper is soaked in drugs and then mailed to inmates. And this has gotten so serious that the Monroe County Jail here, all the letters are now photocopied and inmates only get the copies. Visitation and mail security is one of the big reasons the prison guards went on strike to begin with. So for 22 staff members and 7 inmates to all be hospitalized in 1 week, yeah, that's a concern.
Yeah.
In 3 prisons.
That's really scary.
Super scary. Coming up on the show, we have something we need to give away.
Yes, we do.
Time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Be Breezy. Yeah. We have our last pair of tickets to go see Hozier at CMAC July 13th. And we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to go head-to-head with Breezy. She is on the board with 12 wins and 17 losses. She's lost her last 5. So, yeah, the odds are in your favor this morning.
Tied.
Anything could happen. Caller 8 right now. We do it next. Good luck.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Breezy! She is not on a roll, ladies and gentlemen. She has lost the last 5. We're not rubbing it in. We're just keeping you informed.
I tied 3. Lost 2.
Need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets, our last pair of tickets, to see Hozier at CMAC July 13th. Breezy, you're on the board with 12 wins and 17 losses. I guess you could say the odds are in our listeners' favor. PXY, hello. Who's this? Hello, PXY. Hello?
Love it.
Looking for Laura. Laura, are you there?
Yes,
paging,
I'm there.
Paging
Sorry.
Laura.
Paging Laura. What are you doing right now?
I was just doing a DoorDash delivery.
Oh, of course.
Love it, Laura.
All right. Are you eating their food? We love it.
No, fully. It was tempting, but no.
Laura, we have great news for you. You are caller number 8.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Talk some trash to Breezy before we get the game started.
All right. Yeah, Breezy, you're going to lose again.
Oh, my
you're
God.
You're on a losing streak, and that we're going to keep that going.
That felt really violent.
It felt personal.
No, you chose violence. No, you chose violence. I'm leaving.
Okay, Breezy's leaving the room. All right, here's how we're going to do this, Laura. The rules are simple. 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you get the win. Question 1. When is National Ice Cream Month celebrated? Looking for a month.
July?
Final answer?
Final answer.
Question number 2. Laura, what was the coffee shop name in the hit TV show Friends?
Oh, my God. I know this. Central Perk, I believe. Central Perk. My final answer.
Central Perk. Final answer. Question number 3. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed? Looking for a popular city.
I'm going to say Philadelphia.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. We're trying to win you Hozier tickets this morning. What is the name of the lead singer of Hozier?
Oh, God. I should know this. hold on. I do know this.
Clock is ticking.
Andrew Hozier?
All right, we're going with Andrew Hozier. And last question.
I don't know.
Laura, what restaurant chain has commercials with the slogan, "Eatin' good in the neighborhood"?
Is that Applebee's?
Final answer?
Final answer.
All right, we're locking you in. Let's get our girl Breezy, intern Joe, bring Breezy back into the room. And then we're going to tally these up. Breezy, welcome back. Hey. Let's see how well our girl did. Well, I'd have to say pretty good because she got 5 out of 5.
Really?
She's the ion.
Breezy? All right, stay right there, Laura. Nice job. All right, Breezy, you have a chance to redeem yourself here. You can't miss one.
Oh, God.
When is National Ice Cream Month celebrated?
Excuse me, can you repeat that question?
National Ice Cream Month.
Oh.
When is it celebrated? What month?
I think June.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Question number 2. What was the coffee shop name in the hit TV show Friends?
Central Perk.
Question three, Breezy. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Philadelphia.
Question four. We're giving away Hozier tickets. What is the name of the lead singer of Hozier?
Hozier?
Looking for a first name.
Hozier.
Okay.
I don't know that man.
Question number five.
Never met him.
Breezy, you and I, we love a good chain restaurant, do we not?
No, we don't. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's just me.
You a Red Robin's crazy.
Question number five. Breezy, what restaurant chain has commercials with the slogan, "Eating good in the neighborhood"? Three seconds.
Oh, my God. I think it's Chili. Oh, no, it's Applebee's.
Final answer. Let's bring Laura back into the room with us. Hi, good morning, Laura. You there?
Hey, yes, I'm here.
How do you think Breezy did compared to you?
I think she did okay, but I don't think she got them all right. I don't think his name is Hozier.
Oh, the final score, Laura 5, our girl Breezy 3. That means you got the tickets!
I hate it here.
I'm so excited.
So what's his name? Go through the answers.
Right, I said Andrew. I kind of just made that up.
No, listen. Let's run through the board real quick. National Ice Cream Month. You got that right, Laura. It's July. Breezy said June. Central Perk is the name of that coffee shop on the TV show Friends. The Declaration of Independence was signed in Philadelphia. Andrew Hozier is his name. Not Hozier, but very close, Breezy. And the restaurant is, yes, Applebee's. You are eating good in the neighborhood when you're at Applebee's. Laura, who are you taking to see Hozier with you?
I'm going to take my best friend. She loves Hozier, so it's going to be a good time. I'm really excited.
Or does she love Andrew?
I just want to say I'm really happy for you. Congratulations. You absolutely crushed it. Breezy, did you want to congratulate Laura on her win? She put you on the board now at 12 and 18.
Not really. Thank you so much.
Hey, Laura, say my name is Laura from Greece, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Laura from Greece, and I just beat Breezy.
Yeah.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.